Once again, Duke Dance, Dal Erickson with you live in the SBI Radio Studios, and love having him on. It's a pleasure every time joining us over the phone this morning. The voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, Mr. Dave Walsh. Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Hey, Duke and Dal, doing great. How are things over in the Valley?
We're doing just fine, especially since we get to talk to you. But before we get into the Cowboys, okay. Dave, we have got to let people know, of course, congratulations are in order for you. The National Football Foundation, the College Hall of Fame, announcing just yesterday that you are the recipient of the 2020 Chris Schenkel Award. This is a big deal. It's for broadcasters who've had broadcasting with direct ties to one university. And, of course, that right there, everybody that just listened to us just went, well, yeah, that's Dave Walsh from Wyoming. So big-time congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's quite an honor. It really is. There are some great names on that list. And, of course, Chris Schenkel, there are probably a lot of your listeners that might not know who Chris Schenkel is. He was a great sportscaster back in the day when I was younger and really looked up to him. He was ABC. He did everything ABC in those days, and Kurt Gowdy, who hired me at Wyoming back in 1984, going at kind of the same time. You know, those guys were the two big sports names, really, back then, one for ABC, one for NBC. But Chris Schenkel was quite an announcer, quite a professional, and that's quite an honor.
Well, congratulations to you again, and well-deserved. Well-deserved, and Wyoming's lucky to have you. So appreciate you taking some time with us.
Oh, thanks so much.
It's let's talk football first out of the gate with you, Dave, and some high hopes for the Cowboys coming into the season. There's been moments where it's been good and moments where it hasn't. What's your overall take from the Cowboys as they get ready for Boise State this weekend?
Well, you know, this season has been so unusual for obvious reasons. It's been so different, so, I don't know, just I think everything, not just sports, but everything has kind of been turned upside down, you know. And that's kind of the way things feel around the sports world. You're just never sure. Even here it is Friday, and we're sitting around here wondering if this game is going to be called off. Some have been. You know, so it's been that type of year. No excuses. It's been the same for everyone. But the Cowboys, they've looked really good at times, and then not so much at other times. So kind of hard to figure. I know it's, and then again, this sounds like an excuse. It's not. But when your season changes so much on the third play of the season, when you lose Sean Chambers, you know, you're kind of put in shock mode right off the bat. So it's been kind of that type of year where things just haven't gone as usual, just in regular scheduling and practicing, and you know, all that's been thrown up and down in the air and off and on, and it's just been a real unusual year. Now, of course, the Cowboys are working with a couple of injuries. We're not sure how much or if Valladay will play at all. Levi Williams will be playing injured if he does indeed start in this game. He's day-to-day. So, you know, it's been one of those years. It's been a tough year. It has been a tough year. But, you know, it's been a tough year for everybody in that regard, in many regards. But for the Cowboys, it really has been kind of an up and down five games, now going to play their sixth game. That's unusual right there, guys. I mean, the Cowboys will be playing their final game of the season tomorrow, and it's game six. You know, so it's just been very, very strange. It really has.
Well, I think the only thing you need to point to is to say how odd it's been is San Jose State is undefeated, and who saw that coming? So that the Spartans right there at the top of the standings. I have a hard time sometimes separating fan me versus sports writer, broadcaster me, because I'm exactly in agreement with you on a lot of the Wyoming issues they've had to overcome. Three, four starters on the defense right out of the gate opting out because of COVID-19. You know, some other guys like Titus Swen on the backfield, he opted out eventually. Then the defensive line kind of gets beat up a little bit. So I can absolutely see what's going on. Then the fan me watches the CSU game and the New Mexico game in particular, and it was so difficult to watch because Wyoming clearly the better team in both of those contests, but it didn't show on the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, in that last game, New Mexico game, just mistakes and errors at the end that you don't normally see from people you don't normally see making errors, you know, that type of thing. That was very unusual. So unusual, just the fact that we're going back-to-back weeks in Las Vegas. You know, it's just kind of just the whole situation has been strange. And, you know, sports teams are very much into schedules, you know, very, very much everything's laid out, timetables and practice times and how long we spend on this and what we do today and, you know, that type of thing. Well, that's all been thrown out the window, and it's all a hit and miss. You're not sure if you're going to be able to practice that day. You know, it's day to day. It's such a interesting situation. But anyway, everybody's had to do it, and the Cowboys just they haven't handled it all that well on a couple of occasions, and it's just really quite that simple. Much like the game, you know, you it's hard to play a perfect game. Well, it's hard to play a perfect season, you know. And the Cowboys certainly have. I think they've given great effort, but it just hasn't turned out for them like they thought it would.
Speaking with Dave Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys. So, Dave, you mentioned how tomorrow's game against Boise State has been up in the air. And, of course, the ones that Wyoming have missed because of COVID have been the home games. And so hopefully yeah. Tomorrow is the one that can come through. But as you've talked with the coaching staff and the players about tomorrow's game and the assumption that it does take place, what is your impression of their preparation and getting ready? Because this is more than likely their last game of the year, right? I mean, there's not much optimism for anything after this one.
No. This is it. And I think the staff, you know, they've talked to the players, and this is it. Tomorrow will be the final game. You know, there is the outside chance, of course, that the Cowboys could be tapped for one of those few bowl games that will be played. Apparently, you don't have to have a .500 record even to play in those bowls, in some of those bowls this year, this particular season. Everything's, you know, like I said, everything's kind of upside down. But as far as preparation for this game, the Cowboys are excited about it. And again, you know, they have done, I think Wyoming has done a great job of staying safe. You know, they've stayed away from, for the most part, compared to other teams, certainly, have stayed away from COVID much better, I think, than many other teams. This team coming in, of course, has had their last two games canceled, and one of them was because of the COVID running through the Boise State team. So, the Cowboys are ready to go. They're anxious to play this game. This is a team they've had problems with. They've only beaten them once in their history, and that was back in 2016. So they're excited about the game, no question about it. And the players, one thing about the players all through this, they have wanted to play. There has never been a time where they weren't, you know, excited and wanted to play football. That they, you brought up, and you're right, I think that the Cowboys particularly were hurt by the opt-outs. There were a number of quality players, especially, as you said, in the defensive line, that opted out, and that did hurt. But other teams, you know, had players opt out as well. That was part of the deal and part of this most unusual year. But the Cowboys are ready to play. They're ready and willing to get after Boise State tomorrow, that's for sure.
And we'll have that game right here on the Spur. Dave, transitioning now over to round ball. We're going to change the shape of the ball on you a little bit. Jeff Linder and the Wyoming Cowboys Wow. It started off on paper being a very optimistic off season, but until, you know, that leather starts hitting the hardwood, you're not quite sure what you get. But through five games, it looks like the Cowboys have found themselves a coach and have got themselves some dang good players.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Linder is not just a good coach. I think he's a great coach. We saw him and his teams a few times against Wyoming, you know, over the year, these past 4 or 5 years, Cowboys played Northern Colorado and lost to Northern Colorado with Jeff Linder coaching them. So he's an outstanding coach, great staff. And it was, we were all kind of up in the air what this team would be like. Only four players back from last year's team. Of course, last year's team didn't have a great deal of success, but only four guys back. All those new faces, and we just had no idea. Still, you know, still kind of learning more about this team. And certainly when they get into those league games, we'll find out much, much more. But yeah, what, 4-1 right now, I think they are, and doing quite well and playing Linder-style basketball, which is, you know, what we like, and playing great defense, and I'm pretty excited about this team, really. They show some real promise, and it'll be a lot of fun. I think the Cowboys were picked, what, 9th in the preseason poll, or 10th or something, you know, way down there in the league standings before the season began, but they look pretty good. But there is an outstanding coach and coaching staff running Wyoming basketball right now.
Dave Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Dave, we could pick your brain for hours, but we're running short on time this morning. So again, appreciate you and taking time. Congratulations again on your award and your recognition that was announced this week. Well deserved. And as you look back over your career, which you mentioned started in the mid '80s, what are some of the highlights? What's maybe one, maybe two things that really stick out to you as some of your favorite moments?
Oh boy! Well, you know, just right off the top of my head, as far as football goes, the Cowboys went in this. Let's see, 87 would have been 4, 5, 6, fourth year. I was doing Cowboys, Wyoming, first year coach Paul Roach, and late in the season, the Cowboys have a great season going, and they go to BYU to play the Cougars in Provo. This is 1987. Craig Burnett was the quarterback. Wyoming was down, but then they outscored them by 22, something like that, in the second half, and actually won in Provo and beat BYU. They were the team that was supposed to be the the front runner, but the Cowboys came in and beat them. I remember that game. That's a particular game. Of course, the bowl games were very, very special. But, you know, when you beat a rival, those kind of stand out in your mind. There's another game, too, football game that stands out. I'll never forget. It was the first game of 1988 when the Cowboys played their first home game, first night game in War Memorial Stadium. Started the 1988 season. David Dean had 5 sacks. The Cowboys beat BYU. Isn't that funny? Beat BYU to open the season. And those kind of stand out in my mind football-wise. Of course, when the Cowboys beat UCLA in Salt Lake City with Venice Dembo and Eric Lechner, I'm kind of going back. Most of these I'm talking about now are in the 80s. But those were just the way things started off for me when I came to Wyoming. Wyoming was winning championships in football and basketball, and it was a very exciting time. Of course, we've had our share since, but it got started back then in such a way where it was just amazing. But there have been so many guys. I could go on and on. I could take the rest of the morning talking about great moments in Cowboy football and basketball. And I've been fortunate enough and privileged enough to be there and get to witness all of them. So it's been a blast. It really has.
Dave Walsh just announced this week as the National Football Foundation Schenkel Award, Chris Schenkel Award recipient. And joining us, we hope to have you on the air tomorrow, Dave, for Cowboys hosting Boise State. Thanks so much for your time.